Who do you tell? Fibber McGee, and then he runs down. The joke tell. Well, we're going now? Oh, my God, we're not getting this on record, are we? All this drool. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't want you to be a fair audience tonight or a great audience. I want you to be sensational because my sponsor is sitting up in Cambridge, one of the Lever brothers, in a big tub of swan, listening to this. And if you're not all dolls here tonight and sound lively, I'll never get back to New York again. And believe me, I got to get back here because I've got to appear at Leonetti's every Sunday night. But I want you to be very happy and really bring it out. When Mr. Collins gives you the cue for applause, really break it down like we had a big crowd. You know, make it like it's a place of entertainment. Huh? Oh, my God.
How about it? Ladies and gentlemen, the makers of Swan Soap present the Bob Hope Show.
Thank you. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob World Series Hope telling you whether you're young girls or old codgers, please help me by using Swan to launder your bloomers and shorts. I just lost mine on the Dodgers. Thank you. Well, here we are in New York. I flew in to see the World Series. We observed 1 minute silence over Cleveland. What a World Series. Two Russians got off the boat and saw the headline, Bums Tangle with Yanks. One turned to the other and said, Comrade, the hour has struck. I was really interested in the World Series. After all, I've been a Dodger all my life. You have to be to stay alive in this racket. And it was a Subway Series. Subway Series, that means you breathe in Manhattan and breathe out in Brooklyn. And what crowds going to the game? A sardine got on the subway at 42nd Street and he had to get off at 49th. He said, I simply can't do it without oil. It was so crowded, I lost my seat. Luckily, it was an old suit, but I had a nice... But I had a nice seat for the games. It was on the west side of the park. I don't know how far west I was, but the guy next to me was roping a steer. I thought my seat had been upholstered. Then I found out I was sitting between Kate Smith and Kate Smith. It was nice, but I couldn't see the foul lines. And there was a touch. And there was a touch of romance in the series. Guy Lombardo's orchestra played The Girl That I Married. Then Vice President Barkley stood up and sang St. Louis Woman. I stopped off in Washington on the way in. Washington, that's a financial expression, meaning there will always be in England. And the Washington columnists tell me that gossip is becoming harder to get. Winchell sat at the keyhole for a week, then found out he was watching Drew Pearson's left eye. But I love New York. I went to Madison Square Garden and saw the fights. Ingrid Bergman sat next to me. She was yelling for a decision. I know Ingrid's got a tough decision to make. After all, you can't have your pizza and eat it, too. And Jack Benny's in town for the series. He took me out for dinner last night to the Automat. We had tomato juice, a shrimp cocktail, and green salad, and the string broke on his nickel. Of celebrities here. I saw Ali Khan go to see South Pacific. He had a ticket. He was all alone. He had to use Rita as a down payment. The Lever brothers got me a ticket to South Pacific, but I didn't like the banana boat they got it on. I won't say tickets for South Pacific are expensive, but when I went up to the box office, a guy turned to his partner and said, here's hope. The partner said, did he bring the diamond with him? But really, it's so tough to get tickets to South Pacific that Mary Martin couldn't get in until the third night. Ezio Pinza is really terrific in South Pacific. Yes, sir. Pinza sings like Crosby before Saratan set in. And I can just see what's going to happen when Hollywood makes its version of South Pacific. It'll open with Sidney Greenstreet singing Valley High. And for the finale, instead of Mary Martin doing, I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair, they'll have General MacArthur luxing his undies.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Right here, I would like to have you meet. We did all the music, you know, in Hollywood, as I told you before. It's a little more economical that way. We have all this stuff where they say, what all America's talking about. And they have, a stinger, and I say, ladies and gentlemen, not hard to figure out what all America's talking about tonight. The entire nation is still talking about the thrilling 1949 World Series. Right now, I'd like to have you meet one of the great players whose sensational relief pitching made World Series history and qualifies him to be New York's favorite son. The fellow who rushes in with a Novocaine when the bases are loaded, Fireman Joe Page, ladies and gentlemen. That applause is for you, Joe, and I'll bet there are a lot of people sitting at their loudspeakers tonight applauding your great performances of the series.
You think there are people listening?
Oh, you're wondering too, huh? Look, don't throw any curves, Joe. The season's over. You know that, don't you? And I bet you're happy about it, too. Pitching in those games must be a terrific strain.
It is, Bob. There's a lot of tension, and you want to make every minute count. Did you ever feel that way?
Yeah, when I was making the pale face with Jane Russell. Well, what are your plans now, Joe?
Well, the first thing I want to do is rest up a bit. You know, I'm tired.
Yeah, I know what you mean. The series has taken so much out of me, too.
Out of you?
Sure. Don't forget, you were only out in the field. I was up in the bleachers with the Dodgers fans. Dodger fan, that's an atomic bomb with a Brooklyn accent. What fans over there? An argument came up at home plate. I was drinking a Coke and the guy next to me threw the bottle.
So?
Hmm?
So?
I was still holding on to it. So, he says. Well, where are you going on your vacation, Joe?
Oh, there's a little lake up in the High Sierras. I go up there hunting, put my decoys out and keep shooting away.
Well, how many ducks do you get?
There's no ducks around here, Bob. I just shoot at the decoys.
Well, why do you like to shoot at decoys?
Well, because from a distance, they look like the umpires.
Well, Joe, I'd like to pause here for a moment to introduce a fellow who is one of the outstanding athletes of our day, a boy who went from the gridiron to the baseball diamond, whose power batting contributed mightily in helping Brooklyn win the National League pennant. Ladies and gentlemen, the sensational second baseman of the Dodgers, Jackie Robinson, right here. It's a real thrill having you with us tonight.
Well, thank you very much, Bob.
Now, you're not nervous in front of all these people, are you? If you are, just steal a few bases, then we'll start talking.
No, I'm all right, Bob, but tonight's a sad night over there across the river.
Why, what do you mean?
Well, that tree that grows in Brooklyn is now a weeping willow.
Isn't that swell? Jackie, I guess that $5,000 you got as a player's share will come in pretty handy, won't it?
$5,000? Is that what we got, Bob?
Jack, you mean you don't know how much you got? How come?
Oh, Mrs. Robinson's been sitting on it since Sunday night.
Your wife grabs the money that fast, Jackie?
Bob, she grabs that money faster than I can say Jack Robinson, and that's my name.
Well, Jackie, I'm sure all of us would like to know. Tell us, how do you feel out there in the field in a close game with 70,000 pairs of eyes watching you?
Well, we get pretty nervous, Bob. You know, we're always afraid of dropping one.
Yeah, I feel the same way every Tuesday night. I have to be careful. They make them clean them up here. So they make them... Jackie, you've met Joe Page here.
Yeah, too many times in this series. How you doing, Joe?
Well, don't say it like that. There'll be other years, you know. Hiya, Joe. He sounds like Tito talking to Stalin.
You played a great series, Jackie. Yes, sir, you really made time around those bases. Tell me, how do you keep in such good shape?
No, I usually do about 10 miles of road work every day.
Well, personally, I start out with 3 hours of calisthenics every morning.
And then I go over to the gym and box 20 rounds.
Well, I prefer a couple hours of weightlifting with 300-pound weights.
Anyone for ping pong? But you know, it's a wonderful having you fellas with me tonight. The three of us, all great baseball players.
The three of us, Bob, who'd you ever play with?
Who'd I play with? For 4 years, I was letterman on Vassar.
But, Bob, Vassar's a girls' school. How could you play on their baseball team?
I used to take my showers at home. I'll never forget the big game. Vassar versus Smith versus Wellesley.
How could three teams play in one game?
Oh, what do girls know?
Well, come to think of it, Bob, you are built pretty well. You could be a ball player.
Oh, I thought you'd notice it sooner or later. Thank you.
Sure, Bob, you could stand on first base and your stomach could steal over to second.
Now, wait a minute.
And on the way over, you could trip the shortstop with your nose.
Now, has Casey Stengel been writing your material?
Boy.
Well, I'll tell you, fellas, I'll stick to my racket and you stick to yours. And believe me, your two clubs put on a display of great baseball and fine sportsmanship that was a tribute to the game.
Thanks, Bob, and we feel that whether you're in the game or not... Here we go.
There's no business like baseball business, like no business we know. Whether you are short or tall and lanky, it doesn't really matter where you're from.
You've always got a chance to be a Yankee,
or you can wind up a bum.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Fellas, I'd like to know one thing. What is that you're doing there?
Well, Bob, we're singing.
Now, you may be singing, but your tonsils are still on the bench.
Yes, sir, there's no people like baseball people. But wait, that isn't all.
The day you start at training camp, you're in a whirl.
Can't drink or smoke, you can't kiss a girl.
I'd only wish a thing like that on Milton Berle.
Play ball, brother, play ball. There's no series like World Series, like no series we know.
I'm proud to say that I played for the Yankees.
I tried to bring the Brooklyn Dodgers fame.
I spent 4 years at Bellevue Subnormal. And then sold hot dogs at the game with lots of mustard.
Bob, oh, everybody goes to see the Bob.
Yes, Jack.
Tell me, what was that?
That was singing. What's the matter? Don't you like my voice?
You sound like Kirsten Flagstead at half mast.
That's better than the way it's written. I love that. Oh, where? You threw me, boy. Where do we go now? Oh, yes, at half mast. Well, listen. Lucy Monroe is plenty worried about me. Lindy offered me a job in his window singing America at the unveiling of a herring. Get in quick, fellas.
We said there's no series like the World Series,
but wait. That isn't all.
You make an error and the crowd thinks you're a dope.
You claim you're safe, but the ump says nope.
Be glad that they don't pay you off in bars of soap.
Play ball, brother, play ball. We don't need checkers. Play ball, brother, play ball.
Page 6, the second verse we should do.
Why? Oh, I see what you mean. All right, all right. All right. All right. All right, let's take that. That's where we got... There's no series like the World Series, like no series. We know. No. I'm going to understand. I'll be back. Talk to Chris.
Okay.
Say, do us a favor. We just want to get this one little section in here, right? So when we repeat it, just laugh where you did before. Can you remember? Now, would you please do that for us? Because we just missed the tempo in that one spot. Outside of that, it's pretty good, isn't it? Huh? Oh, I see. Thank you.
I don't know.
You killed me with that half mask.
There's no series like the World Series, like no series we know.
I'm proud to say that I played for the Yankees.
I tried to bring the Brooklyn Dodgers fame.
I spent 4 years at Bellevue Subnormal. And then sold hot dogs at the game. With lots of mustard, everybody knows that you're a hero. Everybody.
Bob.
Yes, Jack, what is it?
What was that?
That was singing. Don't you like my voice?
You sound like Kirsten Flagstead at half-mast.
I like it better the other way. No.
You happy?
Are you happy?
Yeah.
All right.
Page two.
He's happy, page two.
Page's line. Oh, there's a little late.
We ought to write this stuff in the morning. We're too happy at night. Where? What is it?
Page two.
I know what you mean,
sir. Page's second speech. Oh, there's a little lake up in the High Sierra.
Oh, what would that come through, a little light?
It's light and very fast.
Joe?
You make it much slower.
That's all right, right here. Where are you going on your vacation, Joe? Right here. Are you still twirling?
Yes.
All right. Where are you going on your vacation, Joe?
Oh, there's a little lake up in the High Sierras. I go up there hunting, put my decoys out, and just keep shooting away.
Yeah, well, how many ducks do you get?
Oh, there's no ducks around there, Bob. I just shoot at the decoys.
Well, why do you like to shoot at decoys?
Well, because from a distance, they look like the umpires.
You're going to make this so perfect it'll stink, you know. What happened on page one? That's me, I guess, huh? I'm hiring you. Don't forget this. You could be unemployed tomorrow with just two or three more harsh words to me, you know. You're not too safe behind that isinglass there. What do you want on page one? My first sentence? I thought it was divine. I don't know. You want that speech over?
Yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not hard to figure out what all America's talking about tonight. The entire nation is still talking about the thrilling 1949 World Series. Right now, I'd like to have you meet one of the great players whose sensational relief pitching made World Series history and qualifies him to be New York's favorite son. The fellow who rushes in with the Novocaine when the bases are loaded, Fireman Joe Page.
Do that
dink
thing at the end? Page seven.
Yeah, I'll do. Well, sure, I'll do that.
I don't need his line. You just have to.
That's right. All right, I'll do it. When I say, folks, let's have a big hand for the umpire. Will you give a big thing? I'll explain this to you later. It's pretty cute. Fellas, it was really wonderful of you to come up here. Now I've got a big surprise. Tonight we have here with us the man who called the balls and strikes. The man who made all those close decisions in the World Series. Folks, let's have a big hand for the umpire. No, not over there, over here. Over here, the microphone's over here. Without my glasses, I can't see a thing. Thank you. Joe and Jack, thank you very, very much for a fine performance. Are you happy in there? Huh? I do want to thank you for your wonderful work. You really been... Not too much. They get money, too, you know. Not much. But anyway, I want to thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're really just wonderful. And I'm going to stay over here for another day and listen to this tomorrow. And then probably sneak out via some sewer. I'm going up to Toronto Wednesday and Montreal and Windsor. Really? Canada, would you like to buy your tickets now? Just happen to have a few in my pocket. And then I'm going down to see the Ohio State game with Minnesota at Columbus Saturday. And then I'm jumping back to the coast and back to make another picture, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. I wish Paramount could hear that. It might help. I've been there about 12 years now. I've enjoyed every dollar of it. And I want to say they have been wonderful to me. Of course, lately the producer's slaps in the back are getting lower and lower. But they're nice. They are. They're wonderful people. They've really been great. And I'm doing a new picture right now. It's a very different kind of a picture. The opening scene shows Eleanor Roosevelt and Westbrook Pegler dancing together. It's a fantasy. And then then we show Westbrook's food taster coming in. And second scene, we go to Errol Flynn, who is the night watchman at Vassar. Then we go over to... Errol's busy right now doing a report on Kinsey.